they were going to bust a house that was suspected of animal abuse and like a ring of animal fighting, was dog fighting, whatever it was, right?
So they like ran it over with the tank?
Yeah, dude. No, they plowed into the entire house. Like they plowed into the house with a fucking tank. And then Steven Seagal pops his head out like, you know.
He's like, hey man, what y'all doing in here with them dogs?
Welcome to Because Nerd. It's July 2020 as we record this. I'm your host, Chris Farrell. I'm joined today by three of my best and oldest friends, Clint.
Hey, man.
Mike.
Hey, now.
And Logan.
Hey.
All right, guys. What's been going on?
Well,
the world's coming to an end. I don't know.
That's true. That's why the world needs a hero. And that's what we're here to talk about.
I need a hero.
You know, a lot of people are going out in society and doing stuff. And I knew you were going to ask, right? We get started and you go, hey, what's going on?
It's the script. I'm just reading what the words say on the script.
It's like, fuck, there ain't a goddamn thing going on. There's nothing going on. Like, nothing.
Right.
You know, I saw some tweet the other day about going back in time. And when people go back in time and try to fix something, but something else goes bad. So remember murder hornets? Because where did they go? So they're like, someone went back in time and took out the murder hornets, but at what cost?
So Barry Allen, right? They're like, Flash, we got to go back in time. There's these fucking murder hornets, man. They're killing everybody. He's like, don't worry, guys. I won't cause another flashpoint. Wink, wink. I'll go back and kill those murder hornets.
Right?
He goes back, murders all the murder hornets, comes back. Guys, I did it. And they're like, there's a fucking disease everywhere. What did you do, Barry? And he's like, I'm sorry. I didn't.
Speaking of like time travel and affecting it, there's a comedian that has a little part of her skit. And she's like, y'all remember Back to the Future? She's like, I kind of feel like Marty McFly fucked his mom, and that's the world that we're living in.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, my God. It really is pretty bizarre how many times you can go back and look at movies and, like, look at predictions or just shit that's happened over the past, you know, 50 years that, like, it's a coincidence 99% of the time, but it's like, how do you make that shit up, man?
Dude, The Simpsons, man. Simpsons is one you can definitely go back to and see, like, all kinds of shit that you're like, wait a minute, how the fuck did they know that?
I don't think you can make this shit up, and I do believe I'm in a simulation. And
yeah,
this is proof we're in the Matrix, but it's the reality we've got. So it's not the one we want, but it's the one we've
fucking
got.
Fucking robots, so. Man. They're like, we tried to give you the perfect scenario, and you didn't want it. So here you are, coronavirus, well, murder hornets.
What was my fucking tweet that I made recently? It was like, you get the assholes you've got, not the ones you want.
Right. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
My asshole, I got and I want. So
I mean, sometimes it syncs up.
It works just fine.
Well, I want Logan's asshole too, but I don't think he's gonna give it to me.
Some people are born with four aces in their hand. So
I'm impressed by Kim Jong-un's chapter of 2020, right? He plays a little like, I'm gone for a while, and everybody's like, oh, he's fucking dead. He's in the hospital. He's got the corona. A few weeks later, he comes back. He's like, just kidding.
Yeah.
Y'all ready to fucking shoot some missiles at each other? Because that's all I can do.
He almost literally said, I'm just fucking with you.
I just went on a skiing vacation. Just fucking off, man. You guys suck it.
I'm just fucking with you.
I want to know, like, they made that movie, Seth Rogen and James Franco made the movie. The Interview? Yeah, The Interview, yeah. And, like, in that movie, they're like, they make him be, like, seem to be pretty cool. Like, he'd be a fun guy to kick it with. And I bet he would, minus all the, you know, genocide and killing his own people. I bet he'd be like, oh, yeah, that's fucking potty.
You're thinking of, like,
Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, Rodman.
Yeah.
I do wonder, right, like, those guys... I mean, Rodman seems like, I mean, he's a fucking freak or whatever, but he seems like a dude that'd be fun to hang out with. Like, if you followed him back in the day. Like,
I party with him.
Then you've got, with Steven Seagal. Yeah, fuck Steven Seagal. I wouldn't want to hang out with him at all. So fuck Putin. Yeah, fuck that guy. But,
yeah, speaking of Steven Seagal, do you guys know this story? Clint, you'll probably remember it, but, you know, Steven Seagal's like an honorary sheriff in, I don't know, half of the counties in the country. Well,
right.
He's one out here in Maricopa County, too, right? So he was buddies with Joe Arpaio. And he had that TV show where he was going to the sheriff's departments and doing shit. Well, the one that they filmed here in Arizona, They let him get in a fucking tank. I'll say that again. It was a fucking tank. They were going to bust a house that was suspected of animal abuse and like a ring of animal fighting. It was dog fighting, whatever it was, right?
So they like ran it over with the tank?
Yeah, dude. No, they plowed into the entire house. Like they plowed into the house with a fucking tank. And then Steven Seagal pops his head out like, you know.
He's like, hey, man, what y'all doing in here with them dogs?
It was just a whole bizarre thing. I mean, I'm totally against animal abuse, 100%. And I'm probably don't disagree with running over in an animal abuse, you know, facility with a tank. But that's some crazy shit, though. Like,
it's still kind of questionable.
I mean, that's fucked up.
Well, cool for a movie, not cool for real life. I mean,
dude, your house gets run over by a tank. And then, like, Steven Seagal pops out of it. And you're just like, okay, what the fuck?
This
is a simulation.
What if it was the wrong house? And they're like, all right, Mr. Seagal, we're going to get you in this tank. We're going to run over the house. They're fighting pit bulls, and they're really bad dudes. They pull up. They go in. The guy's in there, like, he's in his underwear eating Cheetos, like, watching Netflix. And he's like, what the fuck, man? What's Steven Seagal in my house with a tank? It's a TV show. And they're like, oh, sorry, man. Wrong address. They were across the street. My bad.
Where are the fucking dogs, punk?
I swear to God, I don't even have a dog.
The guy stands up. He's like, I swear to God, I paid for that copy of Under Siege, man. Come on. What the fuck is going on?
Dude, Seagal's such a piece of shit. You guys really know about that dude? Like, he got married in the States and then moved over to, like, China to learn fucking Tai Chi or whatever fuck he knows. And then he gets married to, a Japanese woman over there. And then completely is married to two women at the same time.
You want a real treat? Look up Steven Seagal because he's a guitar player and a blues singer.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, go on YouTube and just look up Steven Seagal plays blues or whatever.
Right.
I think I played this for Chris and Clint. I think I posted the link. But it's Steven Seagal doing this guitar solo, like upbeat blues number. But it's like two notes. And it's like... Burr. And he goes on for like 2 minutes. And he's just...
Do you think Steven Seagal, like, just because he snaps so many necks and wrists and shit that he just breaks everything you tell? He's trying to play guitar and he's like hitting a note and then his guitar neck just snaps in half. And then like everything he does, he grabs a Coca-Cola, snaps it in half.
That's why he only plays the two notes, is because he'll like break a string if he tries to play any more notes, because he'll just grab it.
Snap.
Grab it.
Yeah.
Break it.
That just got me thinking of like how many celebrities get like... involved in police departments and stuff like that. Like
Elvis fucking got deputized by Nixon.
By Nixon, right? Like, crazy as that shit.
So it just goes to show, when you're a celebrity, you can get away with whatever the fuck you want.
No shit, right?
Hey there, Mr. Nixon, I'd like to be a fucking sheriff. Can I be a sheriff? I know karate.
Oh, man. Shaquille O'Neal is like a sheriff in Florida somewhere and stuff. Like, or I don't know if he is the sheriff,
oh,
but he's
my God.
With the sheriff's department or something. Like,
well, let's be clear though. All they are is like dudes that get to hang out there. I don't really think they get to actually do anything. You're like honorary members, aren't they?
I don't know how it works, but
they didn't send Shaquille O'Neal to police academy. Fucking horrible,
dude. I would totally watch Dog the Bounty Hunter and Steven Seagal.
That would be fucking awesome. Dog the Bounty Hunter and Steven Seagal new television show needs to happen. And they could be doing the same thing. They could be like taking down fucking dudes that are jumping Bond or whatever, like Dog does or whatever. That would just be probably the best TV show ever created, because like they both have that weird like walk into the room and like try to reason with the guy by being cool and like having an accent. He's like, come on, bro, what are you doing? What are you doing out here? And then Dog the Bounty Hunter is always like, have a cigarette. Come here, buddy. You know we love you. We care about you. Like, all they do is talk about how they care about people and try to talk them off the ledge when they're just like, dude, I just have a bond for not paying child support. Jesus Christ, get out of my kitchen.
At the end of every episode, it like wasn't the right guy. And they're just like confused. They're just confused and they're just going, sorry, Harry. You're just some dude, not like the guy we're after. Damn it, it happened again.
We had some bad intel. Just, you know, we're sorry. Don't hold it against us. Anything we can do for you? Selfie?
Can we sign an autograph for you? There's two of us here.
I am an official sheriff, though, so I am going to have to write you a ticket for something, just to...
For being the wrong guy I was looking for.
Credits are rolling.
Hey, here, I got a couple of Applebee's gift cards. Hope those help for that broken wrist.
Want me to show you some of my Tai Chi? I'll show you Tai Chi. It's a certain move you can do if you grab somebody's hand. Nope. No one. Okay. No. All right. That's cool.
Wait, I got a guitar back in the van. Let me grab it and I'm going to play you.
All right, dog's gonna lay it down on the vocals. I'm gonna play these two notes.
Now all Harry's like, fuck it, arrest me, get me the fuck out of here.
He's all, Jesus Christ, please just kill me. I don't even want to be here anymore.
Look, I admit it. I didn't pay the fucking child support. Just fucking take me in or something, yeah. Man. It's fine.
I'm sure I didn't pay something.
How about we both have the fucking right to remain silent?
How about we both have the right to remain?
God.
Oh, God. Okay. That was so funny. God damn it. How about we both have the right to remain silent? All right. Oh, fuck.
All right, guys. I think we already know where this is going. So,
hell yeah.
All right, Dog the Bounty Hunter versus the Justice League.
So I love what the topic of today is because there's a couple of cool things that have happened. We've got The Boys are coming out in September. We got the Snyder Cut has fucking been announced. Michael Keaton is jumping back in to possibly recast his role as like old man Batman. The Snyder Cut's even possibly bringing Ben Affleck back, all to the dismay of fucking Robert Pattinson.
Right. Oh my God!
Turns out there's actually a lot going on.
So
yeah, well, you know what? It's kind of I feel like the movie houses, like the movie productions, are like, all right, guys, we're the only ones that can save the world right now. Let's give everybody what they really want, man. Fuck all that shit about different movies and changing characters. Let's just give people what they want.
So, Mike. I think you got to set us up for an intro here.
Let's get this started. So we know in a world of superheroes and supervillains, there's many epic battles. Heroes get beat up, villains get beat down. Today we're ringing another bell on another round of super beat-offs.
Bing! Bang.
And today is an epic battle royale. In one corner, in honor of the boys, we're bringing in the Seven. Do we want to say their powers as we're going or just go through them?
I mean, if there's any outliers, but I mean, fucking Homelander is just Superman. Maeve is basically Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I'd say leave it at that because people know who they are, right?
Yeah.
All right. We got Homelander, so we got Queen Maeve, we got Deep Sea.
No, the Deep.
The Deep.
Deep Sea.
Great prep on this one, Mike. We got the Ocean Boy.
This is a great fuck up because I literally wrote it down wrong.
We got the fish.
We got the fish guy.
Next up, we got Super Fast Running Man.
We got Speedball.
I think he's A-Train. That's A-Train. we got Black Noir, we got Starlight, and we got Stormfront. There's our team from the Seven.
Nice. That's a solid team. I would not want to have to fuck with them.
Very true.
But we do have a team that might be able to hold their own. The JLA. We got Superman, we got Wonder Woman, Aquaman, we got...
Wait, are you going to do their powers?
What does Superman do again?
Yeah. Then we got The Flash... Batman.
Fuck that guy.
We got Green Lantern and Martian Manhunter.
Ooh, this is going to be a serious fucking fight.
Yeah, man. Hey, get this. So prepping for this, right? I realized that The Boys actually has a Martian Manhunter character.
Oh, sweet.
If you guys remember, Jack from Jupiter is Martian Manhunter. Basically, he's like the pseudo Martian Manhunter. He was a member of the Seven, but... I can't remember. I was looking it up, and I realized that he just got killed by Billy Butcher for killing basically his dog. So yeah, he died pretty early on.
That's totally justified.
Right?
I'd fucking kill a motherfucker too if they killed my dog.
Fucking John Wick, that motherfucker.
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
He was also kind of the more even-headed person on the Seven, I think.
Yeah.
If you read the comics, he was just kind of like in the back, like smoking a cigarette, and just kind of like, hey, man, why do you deal like with all this racism? Because he was the black guy, and he got shit on a lot with Homelander, and he's like, look, man, I'm just...
sure to keep my head down and make a paycheck, yeah. Man. This is just a job.
I'm just here for the perks. That's all.
Yep. Yeah, he could fly. He said the word carpo, but it basically lets him have like superhuman strength and invulnerability, but he can't remain in that state because it hurts. So like he's only invulnerable if it hurts. He's in excruciating pain.
It'd be like if he was Shazam, but every time the lightning strike happens, it actually hurts. So he's like, oh, fuck. God damn the lightning.
Right. I really don't want to do this, dude.
He's got the lightning power, but he has to receive the same feeling on his side as the person getting it.
You ever had one of those things like you're somewhere where a lot of static electricity is built up, mm-hmm. and you're gonna touch some metal and it's gonna snap you. So you very like timidly go up and grab it, ah fuck, and you open it up. That's how he uses his powers every time. He's just like, ah, oh, goddamn it, I gotta do it. Ah shit.
He just doesn't want to fight at all. He's like, can we just talk this out? Seriously. I really don't want to get into a physical confrontation.
See, that's a good point. That sucks. Like a lot of the superheroes, or I guess all of the superheroes in The Boys, they all get their powers through some kind of interaction with the compound V, right?
Yeah.
But in The Boys, it's great because like you really can't plan for what kind of powers you're going to get with Compound V. So I just love how some of their powers are really fucking stupid. And like that's just the hand they were dealt.
Dude, that's actually a good point on Stormfront. Like, you know, Stormfront was the first Compound V superhero. But in the comic mm-hmm. books, he's a guy and he's a racist piece of shit. Such a racist piece of mm-hmm. shit that Hitler wanted to kill him, right? That's how much of a piece of shit he is. So they send him away as a baby. He goes to the United States and they raise him as like he was reincarnated. And that's why he had the powers. But he was the very first Compound V superhero.
Wait a minute. You threw me off just then because I haven't read the comics. And so wait. He was a racist piece of shit, but they sent him away as a baby?
Yeah.
He was a super racist baby?
No, Operation Paperclip.
Right. Okay. I mixed that story up some. Maybe he wasn't a baby, but he did get sent away.
No. In the comics, I believe.
Yeah, he was a child.
He's a piece of shit.
He was a child.
He was a kid.
Maybe not a baby.
And he was like a little evil asshole kid or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. A child.
And they sent him to the United States basically under Operation Paperclip or whatever. But see, was he a kid? He wasn't a kid.
Yeah, he was a child because he was getting raised in the Nazi whatever thing with Hitler. Because that's where it started at. They did the very first Compound V person, and that was Stormfront. But what's crazy is, like, the little kid's such an evil little prick that Nazis don't even want him around.
They're like, oops.
Then when he's a kid, they send him to America. He gets raised over there or whatever.
They're like, oh, this motherfucker over here, he's such a dick. Man, we've got to fucking send him over to the United States. Fuck this motherfucker.
Wait, are they Chinese?
This motherfucker.
Little Asian Nazi.
These some bitch makes us look like saints.
We get you. We know where you're going with it.
Whatever, you get it.
So in the show, all they the flip same. It, right? In the show, it's going to be a female, but presumably all the same powers, right? And like those powers were basically based on like Thor and Shazam kind of a deal. Like, because right, he can fly, super strong, control weather, lightning, electricity manipulation, right? All that stuff. So he's basically, in the world of The Boys, the comparable power of Homelander.
Well, you know what's crazy is in a new trailer just dropped.
Yeah.
And you see there's a scene where Stormfront is like raising herself up using electricity to fly off.
Off the lightning,
it's pretty fucking cool. Like, pretty awesome. And I do like how they're switching it up and like making her kind of the brash, like social media. Like, I don't know how really they're going to really do it, but she's going to be kind of the bane of Homelander's existence, which is kind of cool.
I think they kept that a little bit from the comics, so there's still like an asshole personality to it, right? That's what he was like in the comics, so she'll have that, but obviously she's probably not going to be as kind of fucked as the male version of her was in the comics.
Right.
She definitely seems like, I mean, just on the clips that we've seen, wherever they're doing their little infomercial for them, like working with the military and that kind of shit. But like, it's very clear that she's supposed to kind of give a little bit of a, a yin to the yang on the Homelander front, because it's like after season one, Homelander's like unleashed. So they clearly are going to have to be bringing something there to kind of checking him in a way, like, you know, just to give him something where he can't do any fucking thing he wants. Like,
yeah. Well, I think, I mean, I feel like what they're going to do is they know, like, this whole Compound V, they gave Compound V to the world to be able to get into the military and have superheroes in the military and stuff. And I think that, you know, along the line, people know that Homelander's unstable and a piece of shit, right? So in the comics, you know, Black Noir is kind of an offset to that. I won't get into it too much right this second, but I'm thinking in the new Boys season, maybe they brought her in to kind of keep him in check because they know how unhinged he is or whatever. But yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see how they play it out. And here's the other question I had too. I mean, obviously in the comics, the Boys can compete with the Seven and all the other superheroes because they also have Compound V. But that being said, are they going to leave the Boys normal? Because part of season one was kind of cool because they didn't have any powers.
Yeah.
They were just smarter than the Seven, or they would just kind of infiltrate and do things to manipulate to show how good they were. I do wonder if they're going to give them Compound V in season two, because I haven't read anything about that they're going to.
That's a funny point for the beat-offs, right? Just talking about strategy, intelligence, and shit. And they're like, basically the Boys hanging out in alleyways and hiding in like old abandoned buildings can outsmart a team that has billions of dollars in a corporation behind them. So not a really good strategic leadership team over there on the Seven.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Does the Justice League work the same way? Or is it like Batman is so smart that he knows how to figure everything out?
Well, that's a good point. Because with the Seven, they don't have a Batman. They have a Black Noir.
Wait a minute. Tech Knight was part of the Seven, right? But he wasn't was Tech Knight part of the Seven? He was an Iron Man character. He wasn't Batman. Never mind. Sorry.
Yeah, I think he was on that other team, one of the other teams, I can't remember the name of.
Well, here's the deal with that, I think. Now, you would think that, like, okay, Batman would win because he can outthink whatever, and then, you know, they can kind of outsmart him. But here's the thing that we got to take into account. Homelander's fucking crazy. Just like the Joker, he may be a little bit more put together, but Homelander's unstable. That leads me to the other point. The Seven have the ability to use collateral damage against the Justice League. So, like, literally, Homelander can be like, I'm going to murder this entire city of people, and what the fuck are you going to do about it? And he can use that against, like, Batman, whereas Batman is always like, where's Rachel? You know, Homelander could be like, Homelander just rip Rachel's head off, but be like, she's over there in the building.
She's in that building, and she's also over in that building.
She's in that
and
building
also
right there.
Over in that building. So,
right, exactly.
Be like, what are you talking about? Well, you'll find out when you get over to the building. It's pretty bad.
You'll see.
So, I don't know much about the Boys because I hadn't read the comics. So I only got what season one of Amazon's brought me. But what is the thing that's like, what is it called? Supergasm?
Oh, Herogasm.
Herogasm. Okay. So, it's just like a spring break party for superheroes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty much.
Yep.
So, I was trying to imagine that goes on and then like Superman shows up. Because he just totally seems like a square that show up at a party. You know, just be like, hey guys, you shouldn't be drinking all that beer. Like, that's and they're like, hey, Dick, nice underwear. Fuck you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's in Clark Kent's DNA or Superman's DNA that, like, can he not be a dick? Like, has there ever been a comic series out there where Superman was just like, fuck it, I'm fucking chicks? Or has every single comic book he's ever been in, he's been the goody-goody two-shoes guy?
He pretty much has to be. I mean, there's been times where he's gone ahead and cracked the veil and been, fucking unleashing. But it's always a moral issue that he's faced with. Like, he's really fighting the whole problem. And I think DC painted themselves into a corner because they made a guy who can just, like, destroy universes, basically. And they were like, well, we can't just let him go crazy. So
what a fucked up life is that? Superman can't party. What a horrible, sad existence that is. One, he can't party because he just physically can't get high or drunk. But secondly, he can't even have sex with people. Like, he physically can't. He'd be like, I can't even have sex when this sucks. Like, the
so he's not banging Lois Lane?
Hell no, he's not banging Lois. You know he ain't banging Lois Lane. He'll kill her.
No, Lois keeps trying, and he's like, Lois, look, come on, hold on, we're not married yet. This is a crime against humanity.
That's how Queen Maeve takes out Superman. She seduces him.
Good point.
She can handle the super penis. So.
That's a good point. So one night, here it is. So Superman shows up at the Seven of the Tower, right? And he's like, I know what you're doing, Queen Maeve. And she's like super drunk because she's always drinking. And she's like, yeah, you're right, I am. I just never, you know, I just need somebody to talk to. And he's like, oh, you can talk to me, I'm Superman. She's like, all right, just come over here to the bed. Let me sit down. I'm just going to take off these boots because, man, these boots are kind of hardcore. Can you help me take these off, Clark? And he's like, I'm Superman. I mean, yeah, no, I'm not Clark. And she just takes the fucking boots off. And then she basically just schmoozes him into being like, oh, I'm really a nice person. And then she, maybe she's got some kryptonite stuffed in her cooch.
Yeah.
And she's banging him, and then she blows his head off because she's like,
crypto cooch. She brings a kryptonite rubber.
Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly.
And Superman's so horned up, he's just like, oh, hey, go put it on.
He's like, I can finally let go.
Wait, is this thing green?
That's a great, don't worry, it's flavored. It's a candy apple.
Yeah, green apple. It's mint.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's perfect. That's actually a good point, too. Superman has a weakness, which is kryptonite, obviously. But realistically, Homelander, he can just be killed with somebody who's very powerful. So to that point, you can kill Homelander by just beating the shit out of him enough, which right there, Superman wins.
Well, they're just people with superpowers. I mean, like, they've been given, they're basically like super versions of Captain America is all they are. So
right, right.
Well, I was going to say, like, at the very beginning of the Super Beat-Off, we know the JLA is winning, right? Are you guys, with me on this page? Like, they're going to win.
If you have more to say, go ahead, but I'll make a counterpoint to that.
I mean, that was pretty much it. Like,
all right, well, so, like, all right. Yeah, that's it. I mean, JLA wins.
No counterpoint needed.
Done. All right. So, yes, so that's true. We're talking about the boys being the ones who are definitely the less powerful. I mean, we're talking about Superman, who I've never really understood why Superman is as strong as he is. He's a fucking alien. Like, seriously, like, that entire planet died, but yet he can, like, destroy planets. Like, I don't understand why they didn't all just fly off their planet and leave.
And addendum to that is apparently a sun, like ours, gives him his power. But he flies around all the fucking universe, and he doesn't lose it.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Exactly. That's what I mean. So, that's what I mean
by that.
All right. So anyway, so Superman's some kind of godlike creature. Fucking Wonder Woman, literally a god. Aquaman, as ridiculous as Aquaman is, literally also a god. Fucking Green Lantern. I mean, not a god, but is imbued by an intergalactic police force, which kind of...
They're basically celestials.
And we could go on. I mean, the Flash with the Flash Force. I mean, shit.
Well, I wrote down some of my notes where Flash wins, turns back time. So no matter what happens, Flash, as long as you don't break his leg.
Done. He's out. All right. So, yeah. I'm just outlining exactly what Logan just said. The fucking JLA, I mean, is godlike compared to a bunch of super serumed up budget store version of the JLA. But the thing is, the JLA fucking has morals, and the boys don't give a fuck.
Exactly.
So, like, that's the question, is when you don't have scruples,
right?
Like, how does this work out?
Yeah, exactly. That was my point earlier, is that the Homelander, like, the boys, they're unhinged. They don't play by the same rules, right? So when you're completely horrifyingly fucked up, you can probably think of ways to use babies against Superman, right? Like, literally, Homelander could be holding a baby and be like, check out this beautiful baby.
It won't be one baby. He'll have, like, 10 babies, and he'll be juggling them.
Literally doing a juggling act. Ring, ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hey, Clark, check out. I got 17 babies here.
Just tossing them.
16 babies.
Right.
Oops, 15 babies.
Yeah, like a Homelander's like one of those carnies at a fair, and he's like, come on, people, check me out. Okay, anyway.
Way to bring it down, Clint. God damn.
No, that's a good point, because I would say the JLA would definitely win, but I think once they won, they're not going to be, you know, smiling, like, superhero pose.
They all have to go to a counselor.
They're not going to gloat about it.
They're going to feel kind of fucked up.
What if the scenario was like a Karate Kid tournament, right? There's brackets.
If we go down this road where it's like the tiers, the brackets.
Right.
I think it would actually merit maybe two episodes.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I mean, I think that's a totally fine way to go.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say one last thing about Aquaman, goddammit.
Damn straight you are.
Let's talk about this for a minute. So I was really hoping we'd get to this point, guys.
And here we are. The moment has arrived.
I did a lot of work on old Aquaman. And I'm just going to go over a few things as to why Aquaman is almost as bad as Batman, right? This might take me a minute, but basically, Aquaman is like the king of Atlantis. He's supposed to be a godlike kind of dude. But in doing some research on the guy, I realized there's a lot of stuff about him that I kind of overlooked or didn't realize how just fucking stupid he is and how many times they had to kind of retcon and make him better because of the whole, you know, he's Aquaman thing.
He's like a king where he just claims divine right. He's like, no, God ordained me king. And it's just a gaslighting event of him just
absolutely. 100%.
Self-proclaimed.
Well, here's and I do love how they made Batman make fun of him twice in the movie about talking to fish.
Yeah.
Very good. Very cool. Like, I love it. But basically, here's just a couple things about Aquaman, right? So his widely recognized power is the telepathic ability to communicate with marine life. And this is from Wikipedia, by the way, which he can summon from great distances. Mm-hmm. He once stated that his power more relied on encouraging and compelling the subject rather than full control, citing that piranha... as a species, he has trouble with because of their unruliness and their hunger.
They're just dicks,
right?
They're,
so really, he was like, unruly. In one comic, he was like, you can control the minds of the fish. And he's like, no. I just merely suggest things and they fucking do it.
So basically, the only thing he can do is he can ask fish for favors.
No, he can't even do that.
He's like, no, man. The fish just think I'm cool. Like, I can't tell them what to do.
Yeah, I can't really talk to them. I just suggest, like, hey, could you maybe not fucking eat that thing?
The piranha pool. Could you just not chew the legs off of the villagers? Right.
Come on,
to
guys.
The river?
Come on. So they retconned it, and they came back and said, okay. Well, let's rethink this here. A long time ago, we said he can kind of suggest things, but now we're going to say that he's so powerful as an underwater guy, he at times has demonstrated the ability to affect any being that lives upon the sea, or even any being evolved from marine life, i.e. humans, and some aliens if they evolved from water on their planet. So that is the dumbest fucking... They're like, okay, he can suggest fish go certain ways. And then they're like, oh, no, he can control anything that came from the water. So now he's over entire humanity.
I thought you were just trying to give him, like walruses and seals or possibly just, like, Florida beach bums. Like, he can control Florida man, basically.
Pretty much, that's it, yeah. Yeah, he's like, stop selling meth.
I love that one of the things that he likes to do, like, you know in the comics and the cartoons where he'll just take two dolphins and he'll stand on their backs with, like, a harness? Like,
right? Oh, yeah.
That's like a... pretty good use of his power, which would maybe borderline be animal cruelty.
It is. He's suggesting. He's not even talking to him. He didn't ask him, like, hey, guys, you mind if I get on your back? He's like, I'm going to get on your back. That cool? All right, go.
They're like, no, dick. Like, we don't want that from you. And he's like, yeah, I mean, they basically said,
come on, you really want to do it.
They said, yeah,
really
it's cool.
Do it.
It's cool.
We're supposed to go over here and, like, rape each other for a while. That's what our plan was. And now you're saying... you just want to get on our backs like a stupid ski boat.
So we're a jet ski? You want to turn us into jet skis? All right. Okay. Cool.
Wait. Why did Logan say they were going to go rape each other?
Well, they're dolphins.
That's what dolphins do.
That's what dolphins do.
Dolphins fucking rape each other.
I know ducks rape each other. They're waterfowl. Can he control a duck? He can control a duck, man.
Dude, yep. He definitely can control. He could control a duck. They said in DC Comics he can control anything that lives on the sea, and ducks can live on the sea, right?
Yeah.
Now, the deep can basically do the same thing, right? The deep can somehow communicate with the fishes,
yeah,
right?
Well, see, here's the thing, though. So Aquaman can't communicate with fish. He can merely suggest they do things. But the deep can actually talk to fish because he has a relationship with a dolphin he's in love with.
Yeah.
Right? So the deep is already way cooler than Aquaman when it comes to the talking to fish thing because he really can't talk to fish. Well, here's another thing real quick, too. So although Aquaman can remain underwater indefinitely without suffering any ill effects, he grows weak if he remains on land for extended periods of time. However, when Batman invented Aquaman's water suit... fucking stupid. He was able to walk on land for an indefinite amount of time and was no longer vulnerable to, and I quote, a dehumidifier ray. So literally, Aquaman on the land, somebody had a gun that was like, this is a dehumidifier. It makes you less humid. And he was like, shit. So Batman was like, all right, I'll make you a suit that's invulnerable to dehumidifiers. Okay, fuck. Like, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of any fucking superhero of any
time. So there's some supervillain that goes into, like, a baby's room, and they got a fucking humidifier, and he gets out some tools, and he goes, all right, I'm going to reverse engineer this humidifier. This will be Aquaman's downfall. And
right. No, there's just some guy who was, like, tweaking in his garage, and he's like, I wonder if I could turn a dehumidifier the other way. Like, what if it's really
Florida
humid?
Man.
It's Florida Man. Yeah, and he's like, I wonder if I can turn this thing around because, like, it's really humid in Florida, and I really like it to be not humid. And as he's working on it, Aquaman shows up, and he's like, stop, villain! What are you creating in here with your crazy brain? Oh, no! No! Not a dehumidifier!
Aquaman's the only hero available. He's got to get into a house and save a baby up on the top floor. He's running through the house, and he gets to the doorway, and he's like, oh, God, I think I smell Vicks VapoRub.
It's a trap.
Sure enough, that humming noise is a humidifier. Wait a minute, that'd be the opposite. That would help, right?
Yeah, he'd bust through that door and be like, ah! Okay,
like, oh, thank God they got a humidifier in this bitch.
But then he knocks it over and knocks it on like where it's upside down. Right. And he's like,
So without the land bat suit, the Deep's got the jump on him, right? Because the Deep, he can breathe on land because he's got a double set of lungs, right? He can breathe on land, and then he's got his little gills and his ribs. Mm-hmm. So he could do
well. Mm-hmm. If it's right. The TV show Deep, you know, Aquaman would just have to like tickle those gills,
right?
And right. It was just like creep him out.
He'd just start flopping like a fish.
So
giggling.
That motherfucker. Not only could he be susceptible to dehumidifiers, but this is one of the dumbest things. So Aquaman has also been at some point. I didn't read this in any certain comic. I just read it on Wikipedia, so it's got to be true. But Aquaman had also been bestowed an ability he never showcased in the comics before. Which why does it matter if he hasn't? Given to him by an old sea monarch, he was granted the ability of unaided flight using his own powers. So when the fuck has Aquaman ever flown other than in the old cartoons back in the 50s? Did he fly back then?
No, you're talking about Super Friends in the 70s when they forgot who can and can't fly. Because you'd see Batman launch off with the rest of them when the animators were like, they're in Korea. And, you know, they haven't read the comics. And they're like, oh, they all fucking fly
That was when Cocaine Jim got a tip-off on the Submariners in the Marvel side. He's like, God damn it. Their fish guy's got feet wings. He can fucking fly in the air.
Okay, we're going to say there's a fucking sea monarch, right?
I got an idea. Aquaman can fly in the air.
There's a bum. Like, what? There's a bum. He's in, like, you know, like on in the movies, you see like half a ship and it's cracked in half and he's living in there and he's like a meth addict. He's doing heroin, right? But he's like, hey, I'm a sea monarch. And then Aquaman shows up and he's like, I grant you the power to fly. And then he fucking flies. Just some crazy old man, some old drunk sea monarch is like, so let's see how that happens really quick before we end here. So Aquaman shows up. And there's like it's a dark and gloomy kind of broken up ship, kind of, you know, it's at midnight and he hears a noise and he walks in there and he sees this old sea monarch and he's like, "Arg, I'm the sea monarch of fucking Florida." And he's like, you must be the Aquaman. And he's like, yes, I am sea monarch. What are you doing in here causing havoc? I've had news of like people coming in and getting abducted. And he's like, no, I don't abduct people. I grant powers to fly. And he's like, really? And he's like, yes, I do. Come in here. And then he fucking goes into the room and you hear the door shut. And then you just hear like some kind of weird noises and shit. And then Aquaman comes out and he's like, hey, I can fly now. And then he goes up to the top of a building and he's like, I'm going to use the old sea monarch powers. Cause Batman's like, hey, Aquaman, you can't fly, man. Like we got to go. You better get in your car. And he's like, no. It's cool. The sea monarch gave me flight powers. And then he just kind of casually steps off the building and falls to his death.
You know why? It's because he gets higher and higher and higher, and all of a sudden he realizes, like, oh, my God, the air quality is getting really dry up here.
Loss of oxygen. Oh, shit. I'm going to die.
I feel like this is an old Greg skit. Like, I feel like old Greg, like, was pretending to be Florida Man and basically, like, brought Aquaman in and was like, come on in, I'm gonna like give you some powers and you're gonna get to fly. And then he's like, do you like Bailey's? Go ahead and drink a little bit of Bailey's here. And he just basically got him drunk. And then he just comes out and he's like,
he just dosed him with some really strong LSD. He's like, come into me cabin. Drink this filtered water.
Come in and let me. First, I want to show you some of my artwork. Go ahead and look at this. This is Bailey's. This is what I call Bailey's too close to see any before getting wet.
yeah.
Oh, Aquaman, so basically, I didn't know you liked to get wet.
Oh, shit, you smoke Sherm?
Oh, wait, that's pretty much ending. Assumed you like to get wet. You're Aquaman. That's right. That was stupid.
So, boys and girls, who will win the fight? the JLA or the boys. To be continued. Tune in next time to find out.
On the next.
On the next. Because nerd.
Hey, we go back to be
tune in next time to the conclusion of the old sea monarch versus Justice League
on the next beat off when we cut the balls.
What happens to the old sea monarch?
Oh, I love old sea monarch. That's fucking rad.
That dude's gonna hang
sea
out.
Sea monarch
that.
Just smokes a little more meth and hangs out in the boat. Waiting for another.
Pulls one of his teeth out of his mouth and doesn't even feel it. Starts right like scratching into the wood with his molar. Yeah, I love it.
Oh.
Day 9,625. I've been stuck on this broken down boat.
He's just on a beach in Florida. Day 9,000. I've been stuck in this here boat. I talked yesterday to a man who can speak to fish.
All right, Sea Monarch. Yeah, we've heard it before.
All right. All right. God damn it, I'm telling the truth. Like, see, maybe Sea Monarch was like the only guy that really knew the Justice League. Like, everybody thought superheroes were fake, but he really knew, but no one would believe him. He's like, no, really, there's an Atlantis. I saw it, and there's a guy in a fucking orange suit who's a fish. You're
like, oh, God, just sell me my meth and let me leave.
She's an Amazon, but you just said she's like kind of a Greek kind of, no, Amazon.
She's an Amazon Greek. Greek Amazon. There's a man, he dresses like a bat, and he's got a deep voice. I've seen him before. He has a boat as well. We fought on the high seas.
One of them's a Martian. No, he actually he's a green Martian, I swear to God.
You know, it's like the worst version of the guy you buy drugs from, but makes you like hang out.
Before you get your drugs.
Crazy stories. Like, yeah.
He's like, hey man, I need a, can I get an ounce of your best fine china? Oh, yes you can. Sit down on me couch. Let me tell you a story about a baby from another world. He came in a ship quite like mine. Oh, uh-huh. And when he got here, his mom gave him a blanket. That blanket was a special blanket because this man would be no man. Uh-huh. All right, can I have my Coke now? Just hold on. He can't be killed unless there's a green rock. This here green rock. It grants him no more powers. Uh-huh. Like, wait, green rock, are you talking about the meth that you made? Yes, that's kind of what I was going there, but you know what I mean. Yes, so this green rock.
I see you've picked up on my story and you've gone ahead and jumped ahead a little bit. But yeah.
You're like, oh, wait, these are all real stories. He's just kind of putting his own life in there a little bit.
Let me tell you about another guy. He's a policeman from space.
He showed up one day and he can change shape. I swear to God, he can change his shape, and he's scared of fire.
I was talking about Green Lantern, but whatever. Sure, let's do Martian Manhunter instead.
It's all the same.
If I do have to keep listening to the stories, could you just give me some dope so I could do it now?
Exactly. This would be a lot better if you give me my drugs, man.
Give me a minute. Give me a goddamn minute.
I know I put it over here somewhere next to this ring. Oh, by the way, do you see that lantern over there that gives me light at night?
I hope that fishman did not fly away with it when I gave him his flight powers. I knew it was right over here.
This myth will give you powers of fly.
Oh, right. The blonde-haired guy in that green underwear was standing right over there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
All right, that was good stuff.
Yeah. That is definitely good stuff.
Lord. Sea Monarch rules.
Next time we'll open the episode with Sea Monarch.
Welcome back to the tale of Justice League versus the boys.
Hey, dude, why don't you just like text Sea Monarch? Like, nah. Do we have to? Is that our only?
Look, man, I've called all my connections and like no one's available. The only guy that's actually returning my text is Sea Monarch. They're like, come on, man. I don't want to go down to Sea Monarch's boat. That sucks. He's like, listen, we're all out. We need more drugs.
I'm going to be stuck for like 7 hours fucking listening to stories.
The last time I was there, he talked about some fucking guy that ran really fast. And I think it was just
talked about this tweaker dude that just keeps doing all these drugs and running really quick all the time. I don't know. It's fucking crazy.
It's
like,
called the Flashpoint.
I gave him me best speed and he ran fast. I swear he turned time backwards.
He came back to me prior to the time when I even sold him the drugs. It was crazy.
And lightning shot out of his dick. All right. That's enough.
Okay.
Tune in next time, kids.
Fuck, man. Oh, shit.
I for one, am looking forward to this ongoing saga.
Thank you for listening to Because Nerd. If you liked it, make sure to subscribe, share, rate, or comment. And check out becausenerd.com for even more cool shit. And if the spirit has truly moved you, you can pledge your support directly to us on Patreon. Because Nerd is a production of Scriptic Media.